Hey there, this is Steve Horseman again with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching. This video is about what does your pending divorce have in common with The Wizard of Oz? I know it's a strange question. It's not just a pending divorce, though. What if your woman is saying that I just need you to leave me alone, or you're smothering me? Give me some space. I need time to think. Maybe I want a separation. Maybe we should live apart. I love you, but maybe I'm not in love with you anymore. I don't think about you romantically. All of these things that we hear toward the pending end of a relationship, it strikes terror in the stomach of a man, in the heart and the mind of a man. It's horrifying. It's debilitating. It makes you not know what to think, you not know what to say, not know what to do, just like in The Wizard of Oz. And here's the parallel. Remember when The Wizard of Oz was up on the screen, the smoking screen and the booming voice and the Scarecrow, Tin Man, and who's the other guy, the Lion, and Dorothy were standing there. They're terrified, right? And the Scarecrow is falling all over himself and slipping. He can't stand up, and hay is falling out of him. And it's exactly how we feel when we see the pending end of a relationship and a woman who's pulling away from us. It's that feeling. I know that feeling. I've been there. And the reason that feeling is a lot like The Wizard of Oz is because, as you remember in the movie, there was nothing to be afraid of. In the end, when Dorothy pulled that curtain back and saw that scared little man, the man who was pretending to be this horrible, dominating, powerful, all-powerful Oz, it's not true. It's just simply not true. And that's what I want to help you with. Whoever Oz is, whether it's your wife or this divorce that's looming, that just the word divorce is booming in your ears and scaring you, I want you to know that it's not as scary as it seems. What's really going on inside you, what's really going on inside her, and this pending end of the relationship is not the horrifying story that you have in your mind. I do realize that there's real stuff. There's real issues about money and living arrangements and custody of children and all kinds of crap. I do know that, believe me. But what I also know is that it's not as bad as it seems. Once you pull the curtain back and you understand what's really going on inside her and really going on inside you, and what the truth is about your future, the next 30 to 40 years of your life, it's not that scary. You have to talk to men who have been there, who have gotten through it, not just survived it, but who have thrived through the process of the end of a relationship. What I want you to know is that there's things that you should stop doing immediately. And there's things that you should start doing immediately. Some of the things you should stop doing immediately to prevent the crash that's happening around you, and also that feeling of desperation in your stomach, is to stop asking why so much. Stop pummeling her with questions and interrogating her about what she's feeling, why she's feeling it, where she's going. All of that stuff is just this hyper-pressuring feeling that only pushes her further away. And it only makes you more anxious. You need to stop isolating yourself and thinking through this story of how this might end up and how horrible it's going to be. You need to talk to men who have been there, who can talk a little bit of sense back into you and let you see that you can breathe easier now. You can relax just a little bit and not have to hurry toward this. You don't have to figure this all out at once. Some of the things you have to start doing, one of them, as I mentioned before, you have to start talking to other men who have been through this. You cannot isolate yourself and be alone. You get anxious, you won't sleep, you won't eat, and you have to hang around men who know this story and how it goes. You also have to start thinking about your future and the truth about who you are as a man, the value that you bring to this world, the fact that you were born alone and you'll probably die alone, the fact that this marriage and this woman and this whole story that you've developed is not the end-all, be-all story for your life. You have a ton to give and a ton to live and a lot more love to give. And as you start feeling this truth that this one moment in your life is not the defining factor in your long-term happiness, you can breathe again. And I can guarantee you that when you start settling down and seeing the truth about what's going on, you become calmer, more relaxed, you become more deliberate in your thinking, more confident in your responses to her. And as you're trying to figure this thing out, you stand a much, much better chance of resolving the conflict, resolving the distrust, resolving whatever is going on in a very slow, methodical process, instead of acting like one of those flying monkeys in The Wizard of Oz. And that's how I was. I remember feeling like I was absolutely out of control. I didn't know what to say or do. So this brings me to my announcement I want to make. I'm getting ready to launch a pilot course for men who didn't want to sign up to my 12-week coaching program, which is long and intense. It's got a lot of commitment and time, effort, and money. I've partnered with a man named Tim Wade, and we're putting together a course. It's a 5-week course specifically for the man who wants to know how to defuse the D bomb, the divorce bomb. What we're going to do is spend 5 weeks teaching him specifically the mindset and the skills and the strategies on what to think and what to do and what to say to help keep himself grounded and centered and feeling strong. This is going to be a really fun course. We call it Deep, Dark, and Funny. It's going to be deeply intellectual. It's going to be dark emotionally because we tell the truth. But it's also going to be funny as we hit on the humor and the lighter side of what happens when people divorce and what happens to strong, confident, self-reliant man when they grab themselves by the shirt collar and pull themselves up and get through it with grace and honor. Whether you stay married or whether you get divorced doesn't matter. I know it does to you right now, but whether you get stay married or get divorced does not matter for your long-term happiness, success, and feeling of mojo. That's what this course is all about. You're going to be getting some emails later from me on that. But if you're interested in this course, it's priced at $497 for a pilot. We're allowing 10 men only, and we're asking participants to be part of the process of improving it, to give us feedback. That's why it's priced much lower. It's going to be probably 4 times that price when we launch it next year formally. So I'd like to invite you to reply to this message. If you're interested, I can put you on a VIP list when we get ready to start booking people for that course. And in the meantime, if you're a man who is on that edge where you're suspecting that something's going on, she's withholding, she's withdrawing, she's pulling away, she's saying, I want some space, and you're wondering what's going on, here's my advice for today. Breathe. So I just calm down there. Just me doing that takes me out of this manic mode that I was in. And in doing this video, I was talking fast, I was being emphatic, I was being almost nervous, like a flying monkey. So what I want you to do is breathe. I want you to know there are brothers out here who can help you, they can talk to you, they can get you through this. So breathe and go ahead and hit reply to the email that this video's in, and we can talk about it. If you want to have a consultation call, I'm happy to help you. That's all for today, brother. Take care. Be strong. Bye-bye.